This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always good to be here, and I'm glad to be here with the saints of God. Another day striving to please the Lord, and that's the strive. Obey the teaching that we may please God. Yes. And I'm glad to be here today to just to say that I'm a part of God's church, the people of God. We're all striving and keeping God's commandments. And I'm going to introduce our pastor. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillip. My elder, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Still Corona time, but we are yet trusting and staying with God. We're not all upset about the situation. We're just going to follow directions and wait on God to relieve this situation. We have testimonies today. We have a testimony from our sister Lyons. She's going to testify. She's been here a few years, and thank God she does have a testimony today. Sister Lyons.
Thank God for being here tonight, thanking God for being a part of this great church and part of this beautiful truth that keeps me from day to day, and a great pastor who brings forth the word. He doesn't spare the rod, but he keeps that word, and we all keep it together. And I'm just thanking God for my life, been here almost 40 years, and a beautiful life. Thank God for it, and thank God.
Thank God for his life. Thank God for our Deacon Curtis. He's been with us a few years, and he has a testimony. Thank God. Of what he thinks about God and this teaching that he's under. And I thank God for you, Deacon Curtis.
Thank God for you, Pastor. Thanking God for truly a great pastor. A pastor that has taught me the word, and I understand the word better. And I'm so thankful that it keeps me daily. Corona, I haven't thought about Corona. You know, it's like another day, you know, it's Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. That's how I look at it. But I'm thanking God because I have such a great leader that have preached the word, and I understand the word, so I know I'm protected. Whichever way it goes, I know in the end, God says yes or no. So I'm thanking God for such a great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for Deacon Curtis. Thank God for our Deacon Curtis. Doesn't matter how Corona goes, God is in control. And I thank God for our Deacon Franny. She grew up in the church, and when the season and the time came, she said yes to God, and now she's with the saints going in and out amongst the sanctified. Thank God for you, Deacon.
Thank God for being here. It's a privilege to be able to stand and say, yes, I am saved and sanctified. I thank God for you, Pastor, such a great leader. Thank God for the commandments. Thank God for salvation. I thank God for you, Pastor, like Deacon Curtis was saying, how you bring us the word of God. You're a great comforter. How in this time where we're going through this situation, how we depend on God and we have faith that God is going to take us through. And we have a shepherd that is, you know, bringing us the word, and we have comfort in that. And I just thank God for just being here, thanking God for this journey that is just beneficial to my life. And I just thank God for being here.
Thank God for you. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our Deacon Franny. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day. We love to read this scripture because this is what I was taught. Because in the end, it's all about keeping God's word. And God's word is the Ten Commandments, and there is no alterations in it. You cannot change God's word. Let's go to Isaiah 51 and 1. We're going to talk about the garden of the Lord. We are that garden. Wherever you are in this life, in this world, if you're keeping God's commandments, you are the garden. And if you're the garden, God got a keeper. God got someone that's tending the garden.
Yes.
Bring those fruits to perfection. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 51 and 1. What does it say?
Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, mm-hmm. ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, mm-hmm. and to the hole of the pit which ye are digged.
Yeah, beautiful. Hewn from a rock. That means we were hewn from God.
Yes.
We was hewn from the word. If we didn't respond to the word, we wouldn't have been hewn mm-hmm. out of it. You got to come out of the teaching. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, Abraham is a figure we can never get rid of. That's mm-hmm. our father.
Yes.
That's like saying God is your father. You can't see God, but you could see Abraham, and we know about Abraham,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Wrote about him, and we're learning about God through those that live for him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Abraham, that's who we're looking to, our mm-hmm. father. And unto Sarah that bore us. What?
Yes.
For I called him
alone. And blessed him.
What?
And increased him.
What?
For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places.
All the way. Now, anybody that say they're living for God, mm-hmm. and if they don't have the knowledge, they're yet in waste places. Mm-hmm. They're in desert places.
That's right.
Because God cannot produce where there is no word.
Mm-hmm.
He won't. He can, but he won't. God wants to see the production after his word, the fruit from his word. And that'd be a full read.
And he will make her wilderness like Eden mm-hmm. and her desert like the garden of the Lord.
Beautiful?
Beautiful.
We want to be like the garden was in the beginning.
Yes. Garden of the Lord.
No sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
No conflict mm-hmm. with what God gave. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go mm-hmm. to 35 and 1, Isaiah. Let's go there. We want to be like the Garden of Eden. Anyone that hear my voice, if you want to be pleasing to God, you're going to be in that garden. And if you're in that garden, in order to please God and bring forth the fruit, you need a keeper. You need someone to dress it and to keep it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
35 and 1 says what?
The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
Going to be glad for the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. Glad for...
Beautiful.
Tending the garden because the wilderness don't have any roses growing in it, no flowers or fruit that are desirable. What?
It shall blossom abundantly mm-hmm. and rejoice even with joy and singing.
What?
The glory of Lebanon shall be given.
In other words, the glory of Lebanon. Mm-hmm. The glory of Lebanon was the trees, healthy trees, and the smell. It was known for the smell of Lebanon. Isn't that mm-hmm. beautiful?
Beautiful?
God said, in this garden will be a healthy tree,
mm-hmm. yes.
righteous tree. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful?
Read.
The excellency of Carmel and Sharon,
what?
They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God.
Our glory is God's glory.
Yes.
If you don't have God's glory, you ain't got no glory, but a carnal glory.
Mm-hmm.
We want to glorify God because that's our glory. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
We want to be pleasing to God. That's glorying to us.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees.
Mm-hmm.
Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not.
Be strong. God said we want to be mm-hmm. strong through these tribulations. Because the Lord said, in the world you're going to have tribulations.
Be of good cheer. Beautiful.
Don't get sad. This is normal. It's life, right?
Yes.
Be of good cheer.
Yes.
I've gone through it. You can do it too, right? That's what God is saying. Read.
Behold, your
Behold.
God will come with vengeance,
mm-hmm.
even God with a recompense.
What?
He will come and save you.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? God is going to save us from all of our affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be
So in this garden, you're going to get your ears unstopped. You're going to understand everything that God is talking about when he said the blind see. You're going to realize there ain't no natural blindness God was talking about. It's a spiritual blindness. That's the only thing God is concerned about, your spirit, because that's the only thing going back with God, right? If it goes back with him. Read.
Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing.
Isn't that beautiful? What? Mm-hmm.
For the wilderness shall...
For in the wilderness.
Yes, for in the wilderness shall waters break out.
It's going to break out. In other words, where you was just some junk, now you have structure in your life. You're walking with the saints.
Yes,
people see your change.
Beautiful.
Watered. Isn't that beautiful? Changed life. Fruit, bringing forth fruit now.
Yes.
What?
And streams in the desert.
What?
And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water.
What?
In the habitation of dragons.
In other words, you had a life full of spirits, but God came and got rid of those dragons.
Yes.
Now you're like a pool of water.
Yes.
Sweet. Can take. No problem. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
Pools. And the thirsty land, springs of water, what?
In the habitation of dragons,
what?
Where each lay shall be grass with reeds and
Isn't that beautiful?
Rushes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Other words, flourishing.
Yes.
Thank God. Let's go to Genesis 2 and 8. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Thank God.
Yes,
2 and 8.
Beautiful.
Thank God. This is not for anyone but those that desire God and the desire to go as far in God as you can. Some say, well, I just want to be saved. The Lord did it, I can't do no more. That's that one took that talent and hid it. So I was afraid, I didn't want to do nothing.
Beautiful.
No, we want to go forward, right?
Yes. Yes.
Genesis 2 and 8, what does it say?
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
15 says what?
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
We're God's garden. And the spiritual knowledge was the God was really Adam.
Yes.
And he and she was the keeper.
Yes.
God wanted to dress it up now.
Yes.
In other words,
yes,
let's keep this word without spot. What did he say? And the Lord
God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
So he gave him all the ins and outs.
Mm-hmm.
To dress this, you got to make sure we don't have no dead fruit.
Beautiful.
Make sure you don't die.
Mm-hmm.
If you die, you can't dress it up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you obey, you keep it alive. You're dressing up by staying out of trouble. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful.
What does the next verse say?
Beautiful.
But
and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
What?
I will make him an helpmeet for him.
Let's go to Jeremiah 26. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You need a keeper.
Yes.
Keep that garden flourished. If you don't want a keeper, you are going to be back into the desert and parched land.
Yes.
You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 26, 18, what does it say?
18 says, Micah, the Morsesite, prophesied in the days of Hezekiah.
The Morasite.
Yes, prophesied in the days of Hezekiah,
what?
King of Judah, and spake to all the people of Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field.
Wait a minute, that's what you need that dresser for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you start plowing, ones get offended, because you start bringing out that stony stuff and things that ain't God is not calling for. You want to clear out of your land.
Yes.
Start getting reaction, but you need that plumber to do that. Gonna pick out all the stones.
Yes.
Jeremiah was like into a plowman. Tear down, build up, dig.
Yes, Pastor.
Redo things, replant things. That
beautiful?
Right.
Most beautiful.
Three.
And Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountains of the house as the high places of a forest.
And the mountains. And Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. Let's go to Psalm 92 and 12.
Yes.
Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
The knowledge is there, and it takes the Spirit of God to open up your understanding. That's what Paul was talking about. I can plant and Apollos can water, but it takes God to give the increase. Now, the increase is going to come from God if you are sincere and striving to get it.
Yes.
It's going to come.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
You need to be patient and wait on God for it. That beautiful? Psalms 92 and 12, what does it say?
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree.
Isn't that beautiful?
He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
That's what God wants to grow, like the palm tree and the cedar in Lebanon. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Isn't that beautiful? Flourishing. Because you're around water.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes.
Word. And it should strengthen and do
That's
something
beautiful.
For you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age.
Mm-hmm.
They shall be fat and flourishing.
And that'd be the fat
mm-hmm.
with knowledge is talking about.
That's
You're not trying to find something. You learn the mysteries. God always got new things to learn, always.
Yes.
And you got to make up something all carnal.
All right.
Beasts with lion with man feet, men with lion feet.
All right, Pastor.
Read.
All right. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rod.
All right.
And there is no unrighteousness in him.
1 Corinthians 3 and 4. We're God's garden.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be tilled and dunged and
mm-hmm. yes. all right.
having all your rocks taken out and all the debris,
yes.
you want to
right.
come to 425.
Yes.
We'll take care of it for you. Thank you. I know every church pulls for itself, but you know, I'm pulling for the word. I'm clapping for what the word is saying.
Yes.
Right. So what we're clapping is what the word is saying, not about how we feel. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Corinthians 3 and 4, what does it say?
Yes. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?
Most of the time when you see people, what church you go to? Yeah, you go to T.D. Jakes, huh? It ain't about what is God is asking for. We went to one man, I think Elder Phillips and I were together in a store last year or so. And the friend said, yeah, so and so and so. I said, well, see, you Christian something, he said. I said, yeah, but, and he asked about the church something. I said, is it more important what God is asking for? What God is calling? What does God want from us? That's what you want to really inquire about, not what church I'm going to.
Right.
You know? Like, what do you stand for?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes, Pastor.
It ain't about your name of your leaders, your doctrine.
Exactly.
That beautiful read.
Who then is Paul and who is Apollos?
That beautiful. That's why I say it don't do anyone good always, pastor, pastor, pastor. It ain't about the person. It's about the teaching.
It's about the teaching. Yes. Yes.
And when
yes.
you say God's anointed, you've included everybody.
Yes.
That's why some people get a little upset because they can't stand that you honor. The greatness, God said, they that do and teach shall be called. They don't understand that.
Yes.
Wisdom is you ain't got to say, Pastor, you can say God's anointed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the glory. God's going to get the glory. Because
right.
yes. regardless of what the leader is doing, if the increase don't come from God, you got nothing. Right? What does it say? Read.
But ministers by whom ye believed.
What?
Even as the Lord gave to every
now,
man.
Now, God gave to every man in his life
mm-hmm.
the minister they need or
beautiful.
Want. There's many that love TD. I don't want to call his name. I don't want to get sued.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get sued. I'd
right,
it, but you know, or Brahms or whatever. What's his name? Grahams. Graham, not Brahms.
Right,
Grahams. Who are these people? It's what they stand for.
Yeah.
So you know, people look at you. Oh, you go to that church? Price Church? I can't pay that price.
Right.
That price ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm just saying, we ain't supposed to look at that. It's about the teaching.
Yes.
Same thing. He. It's about what they're saying, the truth.
Yes.
Not about who they are.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes.
Read.
Make it plain.
Read.
I have planted Apollos water.
What?
But God gave
So quit
the
looking
increase.
At the body.
That's beautiful.
It's God that gives the increase.
Yes.
Just like sometimes
yes.
ones will say, well, I thank God for your prayer. It's not just the prayer. It's your life. If you ain't got no life, prayers really don't mean much.
Yes.
It's your life.
Yes.
You got to be striving sincerely.
Yes. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth.
It's always about
increase.
God. It's the first thing God showed me. One of the first
beautiful.
Things. It wasn't about Samson's hair. People talk about it's always about Samson his hair. It wasn't about his hair. It was about God that gave
yes.
increase
yes.
that had made him do what he did.
Right.
It wasn't about his hair.
Yes.
And that's what God wants you to discover. Yes. Everything is about God. It ain't about us.
Yes.
It's about God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
Read on down, yes.
Yes. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one.
That's what's important.
All right.
That we all become one in this
yes.
garden.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
What?
and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Psalms 12. No, Psalms 126. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yes.
Now, I have some scriptures that's going to take a little time to read.
All right, Pastor.
So if anybody bored, I know I don't believe it's here. They can get up and go get your water or whatever, wherever you listen on this broadcast, get your popcorn, but it's going to be a little while. We got a lot to read. And if you don't have understanding, if you ain't really with it, you might as well just turn it off and go somewhere else. We're going to get into something deep here. That beautiful? 126 and 1, what does it say?
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed.
Isn't that beautiful? We were captive in the world. In sin, in the grave, in the flesh, in carnality, and when we came out, it's like a dream. How I came, wow, I was like this, I was like that. You just look back at where you were. Read.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing.
What?
Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things.
When we first
came,
I said, wow, look at they changed.
Yes. Change.
Oh, they got God. They sanctified it. They ain't going back.
Right.
They've been over there 40 years. That's how God gets the glory. It's about those that stay with the ship. You're going to always have those going to fall away. Going always, but those that stay the ship, those are the ones what get the remembrance that God get the glory from. Read.
The Lord hath done great things for us.
What?
Whereof we are glad.
What?
Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
What?
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Isn't that beautiful? Because you want to cry sometimes with the trials and tests you got to go through. When is this going to end? But tears while you're sowing through tribulation, but joy when you begin to reap the benefit. Because it's tribulation. And you're going to cry sometime. Ain't no problem crying. Right?
That's right. Yes,
don't complain. Just go ahead and cry.
Yes.
I said all the time to Jesus, go and cry.
Yes.
Just go through.
Yes.
Don't be charging God. She said, I ain't charging God. I'm just crying. Go and cry. The Lord cried.
Yes.
He said, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? Right?
Yes.
So it's not about you not being disloyal because you are feeling the trial and test to say, you know, I'm crying, I didn't do too well. You did fine, as long as you're not complaining and charging God foolishly.
Right.
Nothing wrong with talking about going through your trials and tests, because that helps you get through. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
That's beautiful, Pastor. He that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed,
what?
Shall doubtless come.
In other words, you're bearing precious seed because you're going forth doing the work. You might be crying, but you're going forth, go ahead and do it anyway. Because everything is not going to be that pleasant. I understand that. It's like I understand, I was telling Dick yesterday, I'll never forget one day when Sister Pat was here. I came home and Sister Pat said, a pastor teacher call. I was coming in, getting ready for church. She said, no service now. I said, oh, okay. She said, yeah. we both started laughing. Because we were tired. She really wanted to stay home. And you know, we have those moments. I was tired. I said, oh, wow. Okay. But anyway, that's precious seed when you press your way going through your trials and tests. And it says, doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 13 and 1. Let's go there. We want to be God's garden. And we are God's garden. Let's not get upset because the tiller is tilling a little bit. Get a few chunks, a few rocks thrown out of there. He said, you don't need this. I had a rock the other day. I told one sister, I said, you don't have much makeup on your eyebrow. Get that stuff off of there. Getting rid of stones, little debris that you don't need. You don't need that. Matthew's 13 and 1, what does it say?
The same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside.
He was sitting by the seaside. Now, if he sat by the seaside, it would mean if it wasn't a bench or a rock or something, because you see big boulders by the seaside, isn't that right?
Yes.
Unless he brought a chair out there, maybe he was sitting on a chair. That makes sense. What did he say?
and great multitudes were gathered together unto
all
him.
All of a sudden, you know, it's like when we came in.
Yes,
all of a sudden,
yes.
Like, gathered around, okay. So when they started gathering around him, what did he do?
Yeah. So that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the
so
shore.
So that ship was at the water. And if he came out of the house, that means he lived by the sea.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we got in the ship and started teaching. It must have been some nice echo effects. Yes. Microphones ain't got nothing on us.
That's right. That's beautiful, yes.
Sat. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And taught them. What did he say?
Yes. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, what? Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
To know that,
yes.
That's not good, though.
Right, Pastor.
Sow seed and you get these foul spirits.
Yes, Pastor.
You sow seed, you need to keep God's commandments. And they say, oh, beautiful. Mm. And here come their friend. Grandma was doing fine on Sunday. I don't know what this new stuff is. You're going up on the old mosaic. That's foul spirit. All of a sudden, things kind of... What does the scripture say? What does it say?
Yes. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith...
That's the one... Said, I like it. Y'all are different. I like this. This is something different. Sound good for a moment. And when you get home and the sun start coming up, people say, you going to that church on the Sabbath?
That's right.
Something wrong with that? Well, that's the old Mosaic law. They don't do that. You going backwards. Yeah, you think so? Yeah, maybe I shouldn't go back there, huh? Stony ground. Ain't got much earth, nothing deep. That means that desire to live for God really wasn't deep.
Right.
Somebody has been searching and it's deep, all of the they said, we're there. And I don't mean it can't work on him, but right then some just get excited. Sometimes it takes time. But that's the one just get excited and really don't have no depth about God, no real deep desire. Read.
And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth.
What?
And when the sun was up, they were scorched.
In other words, when the trial and test came, the sun came out. I don't think I can do this. I'm the only one here at lunch. No, I don't think it's necessary to do all this. Everybody's gone, and you know, teaching this, go by yourself. So, See, everybody's over there at Pizza Hut. I think I went over pizza.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, your phone. I see Tuesday. I said, where is it? Scorched. Three.
And because they had no root, they withered away.
What?
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them.
You know those thorns, that's your best friend, your neighbor, your brother, your sister. As soon as you say, I found the church, and so-and-so, here comes them thorns, they're gonna kill you, stick you, and say, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, you said, I said, I ain't going back over there. You go out.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Because you heard every reason why you shouldn't go.
Right.
Much depth, right? Read.
Yes. And other fell into good ground and into good ground and brought forth fruit.
Now that's where God's people, that garden.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when that word falls into the garden, you're going to bring forth some fruit because you got someone to till it and to work it. If you get nobody to work it, ain't nothing going to happen.
Beautiful.
Right?
Yes.
What?
Some and 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold.
Everybody's not going to bring forth the same fruit. But you should bring forth some food. Don't go hide it. Bring forth something. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
What?
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables?
What?
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom.
Given to us.
Yes.
Because you have to be dumb. And have a foundation to understand it.
Yes.
Gotta be tilled, gotta be sowed. If nobody to sow and till it, you're not gonna understand it. That's why God didn't talk to them. No one was working them.
Right.
But the scribes and Pharisees and what they would work with was carnality and traditions.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you read down 11th verse? Right. Let's go to 22nd, 22 and 32. Matthew's.
Yes.
22 and 32. I have some reading I want to do.
Yes,
and,
Pastor.
When I do that, we're going to read. And
yes, Pastor.
Thank God. I hope those that's watching will hear something that will tingle their ears.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
All right. 22 and 32, what does it say?
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
That's a mystery. But not to those that don't understand God, because what God is saying, Isaac, Abraham is yet alive. Yes. They're here.
Yes.
With God.
Yes.
That's a mystery.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read. Keep reading. Mm-hmm.
And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine.
They were astonished at his doctrine. Let's go to Ezekiel 36
All right, Pastor.
And 16.
All right.
Beautiful.
There's mysteries here, and this is why people don't come this way, because they don't understand God. But for the most part, it's because there's no depth in their desire.
Yes.
Thank God.
All right.
Ezekiel 36
mm-hmm.
and 16.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman.
Thank God.
Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and their idols wherewith they had polluted it.
Read.
And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings.
So in other words, everybody is in this earth according to your way.
Yes.
Our forefathers that left where they left, they came here, they're all scattered. Somebody had a mind left for God. I'm going back to Israel. They were scattered everywhere. And from that scattering came the knowledge. And God's people were scattered everywhere. They're scattered today everywhere.
Yes.
That's why you got to come to it. North, south, east, west. And where we're scattered, we're waste.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But God want to bring everybody to the garden. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And when they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said unto them, these are the people of the Lord and are gone.
In other words, they left the
land
of holiness.
Yes.
But they took on the ways of the people.
Yes.
Read.
But I had pity for mine holy name.
Isn't that beautiful? For his name's sake, God always had a remnant because of his name.
Yes.
What?
Which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen,
whither
they went.
So it must have been profaned in Los Angeles with the natural Jew, because I don't know of any, I don't think God would have had pastor teacher here and there was natural Jews that were keeping it and they don't know about it. I don't believe that. Could be, I'm not saying that's true, but I don't believe that. I don't believe it was nobody, well, we went in Israel, I don't believe it was anybody was living like we were living. Now, you can believe what you like, that's what I see and I understand. Read.
Therefore say unto the house of Israel,
what?
Thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy namesake,
what?
Which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went.
What?
And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord.
They're going to know it
because
of the life we live.
Yes.
And they may not say, well, we recognize this as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and David. Say, I know you got God. I know they got God.
Yes.
That's someone that can reason, right? That don't have no fight. If they're Baptist, they ain't gonna say that. But I'm saying someone don't have no claim anything they can see. They'll be able to say, no, they live for God. You know what was like that? That was the way John Curley was. John Curley said, I know teaching them right. They're right. He didn't have anything for it, but he had nothing against it. He was smart enough to leave it alone. That beautiful? Go ahead, read.
Yes, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
What?
For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own
land. So it don't matter where you are in this life, if you to be saved, you're going to make it to where God got a place for you.
Right.
You got to make it to the garden, right?
Yes.
And when you get to the garden, things will start coming out. But I don't, that's what God is telling you. No matter where you are, you're coming. And God got a place for you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What?
Beautiful. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean for all your filthiness.
For?
From all your filthiness.
Isn't that beautiful?
And from all your idols will I cleanse you.
So God going to sprinkle water. Now, that don't mean that you're going to walk up under some popey And they're going to sprinkle that candle with it. Ain't talking about that. It's the word that's going to be taught to you.
All right.
And if you take heed, that's what's going to clean us up.
Y'all get it, bro? Beautiful.
But we ain't got no natural sprinklers doing this junk. We ain't doing that. Now, if God tells us it's not junk, but I'm saying we're not doing that now. It's not necessary to take rituals and do all that. If you do that, you better bring you a towel.
Sure.
And dry up.
Sure.
Read.
Make it plain, Pastor.
I'm trying to make it plain. Yeah, come on.
A new heart also will I give you.
All right.
And a new spirit will I put within
now,
you. You
know? Now, I was reading, when I was thinking about this, a new heart will I give you. Uh-huh. And a new spirit will I put within you. What?
Uh-huh. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give you an heart of flesh.
The heart of flesh is God's word.
Yes.
Because God's word can be controlled by God. That's what he's talking about, giving you a heart of flesh. He don't give it to you, you earn it.
Yes.
But you couldn't earn it if he didn't have it to give,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's not like, okay, nothing you can do. It's something you gotta do. You gotta keep that heart that he gives
you. Can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.